ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Vishnu Sahasranam, name 509, is Purusattama.
Vishnu Sahasranam, 509th peyar, Purusattama.
Are you all familiar with this name? Purushottama is a very well-known name. But this is Purusattama. Purushottama is a name which means he is the person who is above all other persons. But this is a different name altogether. The name Purushottama is derived from the words Purusha, which means person, or specifically male.
Purushottama abdingra per anadhu Purusha abdingra anda oru vaarthai inaithu vandhathu. And Purusha abdina navar adhil kurippaga aan abdingra porul vandhathu.
And Uttama means the best, or who is above. So it means the best of all persons.
Uttama abdina miga sirandhavar anaivarum uttamamanavar endru porul.
Yeah, but this is a completely different derivation. Puru here means great. We just before this we had the name Purujit, shortly before this. Yeah, just before this. So Puru in this name meant many. So Purujit means one who conquers many. Or who conquers all. But Puru here means great. So this name Purusattama means he who remains with the great. It's
Purusattama abrina yaar orthar sirandhadodu irukkiraro avar endru porul.
Or he whose form is of cosmic dimensions.
Illa yavarudaya roopam inda ulaga alavukku periyadu abrina
eduthukollaam. And who is the best of all.
Yaar orthar anaivarum sirandhavar endru porul eduthukollaam.
You like to sit down, take a chair, sit down. There are chairs, you can take a chair. Life is already difficult enough. You don't have to make it any more difficult than necessary. Not that we're sense enjoyers, but we also don't take unnecessary trouble. So he who remains with the great. Great people remain with other great people. They don't have as friends people who are of a very low caliber. Just like the chief minister of Tamil Nadu just passed away. And she's not nearly as great as Krishna. Not even, I mean, there's no comparison with Krishna. But from our material perspective, she seems to be great. So even to speak with her, it's very difficult to get her darshan. Very difficult to access, because she's great, she's powerful, then people want to get something from her, but she's not so easily available. So similarly, of course this is only some material example, but Krishna, he's with the great people. There are millions of soldiers on the battle of Kurukshetra. Krishna was the chariot driver of Arjuna. Not any insignificant fighter. Krishna is known as the friend of the Pandavas, not just of anybody. At the end of each day's fighting, Krishna would come back into the camp with Arjuna, not just with anyone. So Krishna keeps with the best people. In Vaikuntha, they are only the best people. In this material world, pretty much everyone is low class. They think they're high class if they have lots of money and some power. But everyone in this material world is a puppet of Maya. Have you seen that painting reproduced in Bhagavad Gita as it is of three modes of material nature holding puppet strings over people in this world? We're all controlled by Maya. Very petty beings. Prakrite kriyamana ni gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimurhatma karta himiti manyate. We think, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But practically we are just shunted here and there by Maya. So this world is a place for petty beings. And Krishna, he is the greatest of all. So he only associates with very great people. So I may say, well, Krishna, he's also known as Dina Vatsala. He's very affectionate to the poor and fallen. It's described in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Krishna went to the city, he went to the city of Mithila to visit two of his great devotees. Who are the two devotees? Can anyone remember? Bahulashva, who was? What was his position in the city? He was the king, that's correct. Bahulashva was the king of Mithila, a great devotee of Krishna. And the other one was? Yeah. Shrutadev. And Shrutadev was? He was a Brahmana, and specifically he was? Very poor Brahmana. So according to this name Purusattama, we can understand that Krishna might visit the king, but why would he visit a poor Brahmana? He was so poor, he hardly had anything to offer Krishna and the sages who all accompanied Krishna. He's not famous as a great pandit or a great tapasvi or any such thing. But Krishna visited him because he's great. He's a great devotee. That's what Krishna is looking for. Dhane jane panditye krishnere nahi pai keval bhaktir bosh chaitanya goshai. By wealth, by popularity, or power, or by scholarliness, one cannot attain Krishna.
Selvam, pugal, padavi, panditjam, idellathiyum vetthu oruthara Krishna adha mudiya.
He becomes controlled by pure devotional service.
Avar thooya bhakti kondinala mattum thaan kattupadutha padigirar.
Nicha jati nahe Krishna bhajane ajoga shatkul vipranahe bhajane joga je bhaje shebaro abhakta hino cha Krishna bhajane nahi jatkul adi bicha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami that low birth is not a disqualification for Krishna consciousness.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sanatana Goswami kita ubhaita hai.
And high birth in a reputed Brahmana family is not a qualification for executing Krishna consciousness. Whoever performs devotional service to Krishna is great. And non-devotees, whatever their material qualifications may be, they are rejected. In Krishna bhakti, there's no consideration of one's birth, one's material qualifications, no such thing.
Krishna bhakti la oruvarude endha
So when we come to Krishna consciousness, we have to have a completely different understanding of everything. Who is considered great In India today, who is great? Well, Narendra Modi. Now we have to start thinking of this, what's his name, Paniyaselvam. I remembered, Paniya means cheese and Selvam means treasure, so I managed to remember. Now we have to think of him as great. Who else is great? I still don't know who the greatest cricketer in India. I just know from the past, Sachin, he was considered great. Sachin Tendulkar is considered great. And Rajnikant is still considered great. He hasn't died yet. Whoops. I guess there'll be 7 days mourning for him when he finally pops off. So all these people are considered great, but we don't consider them great. Conventionally, we offer them respect. But who is a devotee? He is actually dear to Krishna. So Krishna keeps with the great people. And actually one may be a simple, humble Vaishnava with no position whatsoever in the world. And then he goes to Vaikuntha, which is the greatest destination. Whereas one may be a very powerful, famous, wealthy, but in the next life you become a cat or a dog or something even worse. Of course, even the dog thinks he's great. In the daytime, the dogs are very humble, but at night, when there's no one around, then they become big lords of this of the universe. So this is the disease of material existence, to want to be great. But a devotee is actually great because he worships the great, who is Krishna. Krishna, in his most intimate pastimes, associates with the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Who are very, from the external point of view, are very ordinary people. The gopis said that we're just ordinary women engaged in household activities. How can we understand you? Yogeshwarai hridi vichintya agadha bodham. The yogis, they meditate on you within their hearts. When Krishna comes out of Vrindavan because he has the mission of establishing dharma, so then he takes a very prominent role.
Krishna
and he associates with very great people. These kids, we could ask them to. It doesn't need a whole army to go and keep them quiet. One's in. Yeah. Yeah, when Krishna comes out of Vrindavan, then he also associates with the great people. And just see how great are the Pandavas. Arjuna is the son of Indra, but practically he's even more qualified. All the sons of Pandu are the they're just on the level of demigods or more. And in morality they are unsurpassed. So Krishna, he associates with the great people. But we don't have to think, well, I have to become great. Devotee becomes great by serving the great. And a devotee's greatness is that he recognizes that he is very small in relation to Krishna. Then another meaning, Puru, if it's taken again as many.
Puru apringra vartayai, pala apringra porula eduttamna, adula innoru porulum adaiyum.
So that means he has, can be taken to mean he has many faces. Many heads, many eyes. As the Vishvarupa. And of course, as the Paramatma, he's also Sarvata Panipadam Tat Sarvatokshi Shiromukham. His eyes and faces and heads are everywhere. And Sattama means the best. So he's the best of the great. And the best of those who manifests himself in various forms. The yogis can manifest themselves in more than one form at a time. Up to maximum 9 forms. Just as mentioned, Krishna went to Mithila and he visited both Bahulashva and Shrutadev at the same time. He expanded himself into 2 forms. And he was accompanied by many rishis and great saintly persons, and they also expanded themselves into more than one form. So they were both simultaneously in the court of Bahulashva and in the little hut of Shrutadev. So great rishis can expand themselves into more than one form. Krishna is the greatest of such people who can take many forms.
இப்படி பெரிய ரிஷிகள் ஆகும் ஒரு ரூபத்தை காட்டிலும் பல ரூபங்கள் எழுதக்கூடிய மாமனிதர்களாக இருக்கலாம். அந்த மாமனிதர்கள் கிருஷ்ணர் மாமனிதராக இருக்கிறார்.
And the very fact that he expands his Vishwarup like that shows that everything is in him, he is everything.
Vishwarupamaga avar appadi viribadaiyadhula oru karuthu enna velipaduthapadina avar ellam avaril irukkirana avar ellathayum ulladakkiravaga irukkirar endru therinjirum.
Sometimes people take the Vishwarup to be the ultimate manifestation of Krishna.
சில நேரங்களில் மக்கள் நினைக்கிறாங்க விஸ்வரூபம் அப்படிங்கிறது தான் கிருஷ்ணருடைய மிக உயர்ந்த தோற்றம் அப்படின்னு.
This way they like to think that because Krishna has, or all forms are Krishna, that therefore Krishna has no specific form.
அதுல கிருஷ்ணர் எல்லா ரூபங்களும் இருக்கிறதுனால கிருஷ்ணருக்குன்னு குறிப்பிட்ட ரூபம் எதுவும் கிடையாது அப்படின்னு அவங்க நினைக்கிறாங்க.
That's why we see that the impersonalists, they are often very fond of the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
அதனால நீங்க பார்க்கலாம் அருவாதிகள் இந்த பகவத் கீதையுடைய 11வது அத்தியாயத்துல ரொம்ப பிடித்தமானதாக இருக்கும்.
But we find that toward the end of that chapter Arjuna asked to see Krishna again, to see Krishna's Soumya Rupa, his very dear form.
அதே நேரத்துல நாம் பார்க்கிறோம் அந்த அத்தியாயத்தினுடைய இறுதியில அர்ஜுனன் மீண்டும் கிருஷ்ணருடைய சௌமிய ரூபம், அதாவது மிகவும் பிரியமான ஒரு ரூபத்தை பார்க்கணும்னு சொல்லி விரும்புகிறார்.
So if someone is very interested in power and opulence, he may be very interested in the Vishwarupa.
இது மாதிரி யாராவது ஒருத்தவங்க ஐஸ்வர்யத்துல அல்லது சக்தியில ரொம்ப ஆர்வமுடையவராக இருக்கிறாங்க அப்படின்னா அவங்க விஸ்வரூபத்தை பார்க்கறதுல ஆர்வம் கொண்டிருக்கலாம்.
But the devotees, they're very interested in having a loving relationship with Krishna.
பக்தர்கள் பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா அவங்க கிருஷ்ணரோடு ஒரு அன்பான உறவை வைத்துக் கொள்றதுல ஆர்வமுடையவராக இருக்கிறார்.
It's very difficult to have a loving relationship with the Vishwarupa. But Arjuna had a very intimate relationship with Krishna, the two-handed form.
அர்ஜுனனுக்கும் இரண்டு கரங்களை கொண்டிருந்த கிருஷ்ணருக்கும் நடுவில் அந்தரங்கமான உறவு இருந்தது.
So although Krishna manifests the Vishwarupa, he is in one sense greater or more than the Vishwarupa.
கிருஷ்ணர் விஸ்வரூபத்தை வெளிப்படுத்தினார் அப்படின்னா கூட அவர் விஸ்வரூபத்தை காட்டிலும் மிக உயர்ந்தவர்.
Krishna manifests the Vishwarupa, not that the Vishwarupa manifests Krishna.
கிருஷ்ணர் தான் விஸ்வரூபத்தை வெளிப்படுத்தினார் ஒழிய விஸ்வரூபம் கிருஷ்ணரை வெளிப்படுத்தவில்லை.
So in this way Krishna is Purusattama. He's better even than his original form is better or more dear than the Vishwarupa.
இந்த விதத்தில் கிருஷ்ணர் அவருடைய விஸ்வரூபத்தை காட்டிலும் மிக உயர்ந்தவராக பிரியமானவராக சொல்லப்படுகிறார்.
One of the commentators has put here very nicely in English.
ஒரு விளக்கவுரையாளர் இங்க ரொம்ப அருமையாக ஆங்கிலத்தில் கொடுத்திருக்கிறார்.
That Sattama means he is significantly significant.
சத்தம அப்படின்னா முக்கியமானவர்கள் முக்கியமானவர்னு சொல்றார்.
It sounds very strange.
இது ரொம்ப விசித்திரமா இருக்கே.
In this material world, people are significant, but they are insignificantly significant.
இந்த உலகத்துல இருக்கிறவங்க நிறைய பேர் முக்கியமானவர்களாக இருக்கிறாங்க, ஆனா அவங்க எல்லாரும் அற்பமான முறையில முக்கியமானவர்களாக இருக்கிறாங்க.
Their significance is of no actual or significant significance.
இவர்களுடைய முக்கியத்துவமானது முக்கியமான ரீதியில பார்க்கறப்ப முக்கியத்துவம் இல்லாததாக இருக்கு.
Just like the dog at night is barking and he thinks I'm very important.
இது எப்படி அப்படின்னா இரவுல குறைக்கக்கூடிய நாயானது நான் மிக முக்கியமானவன் நினைக்கிறேன்.
Well, maybe among the 5 or 6 dogs who are running around on the street, the one who can bark the loudest is very important.
இருக்கலாம் ஒருவேளை ஒரு தெருவில் ஒரு 5-6 நாய் போயிட்டு இருக்கு அப்படின்னா அந்த நாய்களுக்கு மத்தியில எந்த நாயால பலமா குறைக்க முடியுதோ அந்த நாய் முக்கியமானதுன்னு நினைக்கலாம்.
Similarly, in human society, someone may be very prominent for some time. Then again they become a cat, a dog, a worm in stool, a tree, maybe a peacock. Maybe a worm getting eaten by a peacock. So their significance is just some power over some small area of this small planet. That also for a short time. But Krishna is the Lord of unlimited universes. For all time. His significance is unchallengeable. Someone who's in political power, they're always in anxiety all the time, and they don't really have control over everything. But Krishna actually is in control of everything all the time. He lets us in this material world, he lets us play and have the illusion that someone is very important. Just like the parents may let the children play and the children think that their playing is very important. So Krishna is significantly significant. These people who worship God to get some material benefit, they want to convert him into being insignificant. They want to convert God, whoever they may see God as. Just like people worship this Sai Baba. They only worship him to get some mundane benefit. Which is all insignificant. So he may say, well, so many people worship him, he must be very significant. He's worshipped by many, many insignificant people for insignificant gains. So it's like a big collection of zeros. 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 + 0. Actually, it's all minus, it's not even zero. The more you worship Sai Baba, the less spiritually advanced you become. You actually go backwards in spiritual life, not forwards. Whereas a little worship of Krishna gives great benefit on the actual platform. So Krishna is actually significant. So, the next name. Oh, there, actually there are so many meanings. Every name has so many meanings. Oh, I missed some of them. Purusattama. Yeah, if we take the word sat here to mean existence, a common meaning, that means he's far superior to all the many other things that exist. And then another meaning can be given, that he who shines through many great forms. Prabhasmi Shashi Surya Yo Ho Krishna. He is the shining of the sun and the moon.
Krishna Prabhasmi Shashi Surya Yo Abdin Sandra Surya Chandra Rain Oliaga Avar Chola.
So when we see the shining of the sun and the moon, we can think that is Krishna. Without the shining of the sun and the moon, then everything would cease, all this great civilization. Life as we know it, to use that hackneyed expression, would cease to exist. So Krishna, we should see, this is Krishna, this is also Krishna, the light of the sun and the moon. And that is a manifestation of Purusattama. Now the next name is Vinaya. So that's a common word. I believe that comes in Tamil also. No. They know well Vinaya kam. But Vinaya is a common word in every Indian language except Tamil, and maybe Urdu, and maybe...
Now they give the name.
They don't know what it means. Do any of you know? Any non-Tamils? Maybe. What does it mean? It means humble.
No.
Vinaya means humble. Vidyadadati vinayam. Knowledge is supposed to give humility. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini shuni chaiva shvapaketa pandita samadarshinaha. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that a truly learned person is one who sees equally.
Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says,
a learned and humble brahmana. So a brahman is supposed to be learned and humble. Often learning brings pride. Oh, I'm so intelligent. But if one is actually learned, he understands that how insignificant he is, and he becomes humble. So a pandit sees equally a learned and humble brahmana. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater. So Vinaya means humble. Now we just had the previous names, how he's the conqueror of all the enemies, he's the greatest of all.
Our எல்லாவற்றிலும் மிக சிறந்தவர் அப்படிங்கிற பொருளை நாம் முந்தைய பேரில் பார்த்தோம்.
So why should a great person be humble?
ஏன் ஒரு பெரிய மனிதர் பணிவாக இருக்க வேண்டும்?
A person who's under others and dependent on others and crushed by others, you can expect them to be humble. They should be humble.
யார் ஒருத்தவங்க மற்றவங்களுக்கு கீழே இருக்கிறாங்களோ, மற்றவங்க நசுக்கப்பட்டு இருக்கிறாங்களோ, அவங்க தான் பணிவா இருக்கணும்.
Sometimes we see people who are very humble, they're in a very low position, but by fate they get some power and a high position, and then they're not humble at all.
சில நேரத்தில் நம்ம பார்க்குற மக்கள் யாரும் ரொம்ப பணிவாக இருப்பாங்க, அவங்களுடைய இயற்கை பார்க்கறது ரொம்ப பணிவா இருக்கும், ஆனா ஏதோ ஒரு விதிவசத்துல அவங்களுக்கு ஒரு பதவி ஒரு நிலை கிடைச்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் அவங்க அதுக்கப்புறம் பணிவா இருக்கவே மாட்டாங்க.
So we can understand that the humility that they showed before was not an actual quality of their character. But a behavioral technique which helped them to get on in the world as best they could.
அவங்க என்ன ஸ்தானத்தை இப்ப இருக்கிறாங்களோ அந்த ஸ்தானத்தை அடையிறதுக்காக அவங்க மேற்கொண்ட ஒரு ஒரு டெக்னிக் நாம சொல்லலாம்.
If you're in a very low position and you depend on others or you're under the control of others, then it's a behavioral technique to be very humble, and then you won't get smashed by them as much.
நீங்க ரொம்ப கீழே இருக்கிறீங்க, ஒருத்தவங்க நசுக்கிட்டு இருக்காங்க, மற்றவர்கள் ஆட்கொள்ளப்பட்டிருக்கிறீங்க, கட்டுப்படுத்தப்பட்டிருக்கீங்க அப்படின்னா, அப்ப அவங்களை சமாளிக்கிறதுக்கு இருக்கக்கூடிய ஒரு நிபுணத்துவம் என்ன அப்படின்னா, ரொம்ப பணிவா இருந்துக்கிறது. அது மூலமா அவங்க வந்து உங்களை ரொம்ப நசுக்க மாட்டாங்க.
And by behaving in a humble way and making them feel great, then they may be inclined to give you some perks.
ரொம்ப பணிவா அவங்க கிட்ட நடந்துகிட்டு அவங்கள ரொம்ப பெரியவங்களா நீங்க நடத்துற மாதிரி காட்டிக்கிட்டீங்க அப்படின்னா, அப்ப அவங்க உங்களுக்கு சில வசதிகளை கொடுத்து உங்களையும் கொஞ்சம் பெரிய ஆளாக்குவாங்க. நீங்க எதிர்பார்க்கலாம்.
Or at least not to be so nasty with you as they might otherwise be.
இல்ல குறைஞ்சபட்சம் அவங்க வந்து மற்றவர்கள் கிட்ட ரொம்ப மோசமா நடந்துப்பாங்க, உங்ககிட்ட கொஞ்சம்
So the humility of a lowly person is not necessarily humility coming from good character, but just a necessary technique for survival.
அதனால தாழ்ந்த மனிதர்கள்கிட்ட இருக்கக்கூடிய பணிவானது உண்மையாக அவங்களுடைய
There is a common saying that power corrupts.
ஒரு பிரபலமான கோட்பாடு ஒன்று இருக்கு, யாருக்கு பதவி கிடைக்குதோ அவங்கள அந்த பதவியானது சீரழித்து விடும் அப்படின்னு.
But from the understanding of Vedic psychology, power doesn't corrupt. It just gives an opportunity to manifest the corruption which is already within the heart. There's another saying that you can understand the character of a person by how he treats people who are subordinate to him and from whom he has got nothing to gain.
ஒரு மனிதன் எத்தகையவன் அப்படிங்கறத புரிந்து கொள்றதுக்கான ஒரு தன்மையாக சொல்லப்படுது. எப்படி அவன் தனக்கு கீழே இருக்கவங்க கிட்ட, அதாவது தன்னை விட தாழ்ந்தவர்கள் யார்கிட்ட எந்த ஒரு நன்மையும் அவன் பெற வேண்டியது இல்லையோ, அவர்களை அவன் எப்படி நடத்துறான் அப்படிங்கறத வச்சு அவனுடைய தன்மையை தெரிந்து கொள்ளலாம்.
So actually the quality of humility is important for important people or great people.
உண்மையிலே நீங்க பாத்தீங்கன்னா யாரெல்லாம் மாமனிதர்களாக முக்கியமான மனிதர்களாக இருக்கிறாங்களோ அவங்களுக்கு இந்த பணிவு அப்படிங்கறதும் ஒரு தேவையான தன்மையாக இருக்கிறது.
If they understand that, well, I'm in this position by the grace of God, and I should use it to benefit others, then that is the proper use of an exalted position. In spiritual life also, we see someone, by their humble behavior, they become recognized, and then they get some position in spiritual life. They're recognized as a sadhu. Then they take that exalted position and they utilize it for exploiting others, maybe in a subtle, supposedly spiritual way. So one should always be humble and know that if I'm in any exalted position, that's all by the grace of Krishna and meant to be utilized in the service of Krishna. But it still doesn't answer the question of why Krishna should be humble. Because Krishna is not in a great position by the grace of Krishna. He is Krishna. And it's not that like us, Krishna shouldn't think, well, I shouldn't try to enjoy this situation for myself, because he is the supreme enjoyer. But then we may ask, where does this quality of humility come from? Everything originates in Krishna. So Krishna, even though he's so great and powerful, what he likes more than anything else is not to lord it over others, but intimate exchange of love.
Krishna, avar ivlo shakti vaidavaraga periyavaraga irundal kuda avar mattravargalukku enna virumbarar appadina ellari anaki aalanum appingiradhu kedaiyadhu ella mattravargaloda anbana uru parimaatrangalai dhaan verugiraar.
Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He's the very form of all different loving exchanges.
Krishna Akhila Rasamrita Murti nu solaprar. Adhaavadhu ella vidhamana anbu parimaatrangal rasangal adai parimaatrathukku roopamaga solapadugirar.
So Krishna is very happy to be the Supreme Lord.
Krishna moondarkalavaga irukkaradhu romba magichaga irukkar.
But not. Sometimes he likes to be not in the position of the Supreme Lord. He likes to take the position of a humble servant. There is pleasure in being the loving servant of a loving master. So he expands himself as Lakshman to serve Rama. Lakshman is also the Supreme Lord. He comes as Nityananda to serve Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda Purna Kore Chaitanya Kam. Nityananda's function is to fulfill the desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nityananda Prabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita explains the mystery of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Chaitanya Charitamrita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thottrathu pinnadi irukkura ragasiyathai velippaduthugirar.
That bhakti to Krishna is so attractive that Krishna also wants to become a bhakta. To taste the nectar of bhakti ras, bhakti rasamrita. And that bhakti rasamrita is seva sukh, the happiness of serving.
அந்த பக்தி ரசாமிருதமானது சேவ சுகம் அதாவது சேவையினால வரக்கூடிய சுகம்
so the essential element in that seva sukha is the savior sevaka bhav the feelings between the served and the servant
அந்த சேவ சுகத்துல இருக்கக்கூடிய ஒரு முக்கியமான தன்மை என்ன அப்படினா சேவ்ய சேவக பாவ் அதாவது எஜமானர்
So who is savior, the one to be served, his feeling is one of gracious acceptance of service. Gracious and grateful. Grateful not in the sense that he needs the service, but he appreciates. And the sevak, the servant, he has a feeling of humility. That I'm so fortunate to have this opportunity to serve such a great master. So Krishna has that feeling toward his devotees. One thing is he takes the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to exhibit the greatest humility. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached Trinada Pisuni Chena Tarori Vasahishana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should chant the holy names in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than a straw in the street. One should not desire respect for oneself and should be ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu சொல்றார் ஒருத்தர் திருநாமத்தை உச்சரிக்கக்கூடியவர் தன்னை புல்லை விட பணிவாகவும் மரத்தை விட பொறுமையாகவும் எல்லோருக்கும் எல்லா மரியாதையும் அளித்து தனக்கென்று எந்த மரியாதையும் எதிர்பார்க்காமல் இருக்க வேண்டும் அந்த நிலையில் அவரால் பகவானுடைய திருநாமத்தை இடைவிடாமல் உச்சரிக்க முடியும்
But as Krishna, without taking the form, even as Krishna, not in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is simultaneously in the mood of being the supreme controller of everything, but also very humble. He likes to treat his devotees as great. He likes to think that he is dependent on his devotees. He is not dependent, he is independent. But he feels himself to be dependent. In this way he exhibits humility. And indeed Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the meaning of this name.
Baladev Vidyabhushan in the parable
giving the example of the members of the Yadu dynasty who humbly serve him. No, they serve him. And he reciprocates by humbly rendering similar service to them. Now, other meanings of this name. The name Vinayaka is well known. That is generally ascribed to Ganesh. But this name Vinaya can also mean very similar to Vinayaka, one who leads well.
Vinayaka abdingra peyar kuda Vinayaka adoda ottu varakudiyadhan.
Vinay means one who leads well, Vinaya. Who leads well. He leads well those persons who seek the highest truth.
Those
who seek him, they will find him. He leads them well. Tesham satata yuktanang bhajatang priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamamu payanti te. Tesham evanukam partam ahamagyana jangtamaha nashyam yatma bhavasto gyana deepena bhasvata. Krishna gives the light of knowledge so that persons can come to him. They can find the way. He leads them well so they can come to him. Those who are seriously desirous to serve him and find him. Then, as in many Sanskrit words, the meaning can be from two perspectives. So, Vinay means one who is humble. It also means one who makes others humble. Big, proud people, he humiliates them. He cuts down the pride of the demons. He also cuts down the pride of his devotees if it appears in them. He makes others humble. So where there's Krishna, there must be humility, both of himself and of others. And if others don't want to be humble, he makes them humble. So better to be to cultivate the quality of humility without having to be humiliated. Then a similar meaning is, but derived differently from the Sanskrit, is that he is the subduer. And there are unlimited examples. Lord Rama subdued Maricha. He is the punisher of the wicked. Although he's very humble, he won't tolerate the demoniac tendencies. He will punish them. Which consideration leads us into the next name, which is Jaya.
அடுத்த பெயரை நோக்கி கொண்டு செல்கிறது.
Which
ஜெயா அப்படிங்கறது அடுத்த பெயர்.
The victorious.
ஜெயா அப்படினா வெற்றியுடையவர் அப்படின் பொருள்.
Which Krishna willing I'll discuss at another sitting.
கிருஷ்ணர் விரும்பினார் அப்படின்னா அந்த வெற்றியுடையவர் அப்படிங்கிற பெயரை நான் இன்னொரு வகுப்புல விவாதிக்கின்றேன்.
And I'll finish there just now.
நான் இதை இதோட முடித்து கொள்கிறேன்.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. I must say I feel happiness in discussing all these names of the Vishnu Sahasranama.
நான் நிச்சயமாக சொல்லணும், இந்த விஷ்ணு சகஸ்ரநாமத்தினுடைய பெயர்களை விவாதிக்கிறதுல நான் நிறைய மகிழ்ச்சி அடைகிறேன் என்பதை.
Shrinu sukhadam, by hearing the qualities of the Lord we become happy.
பகவானுடைய குணங்களை பற்றி கேட்கிறது மூலமாக நாம் மகிழ்ச்சி அடைகிறோம்.
Shrinu sukhadam shubhadam bhavasaram, let us be happy and blessed in this otherwise miserable world by hearing about the qualities of the Supreme Lord.
இந்த துன்பகரமான உலகத்தில் முழுமுதல் கடவுளுடைய குணங்களை பற்றி கேட்கிறதன் மூலமாக நாம் மகிழ்ச்சியுடன் வாழலாம்.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.